Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we're talking about why it feels like some people get rich from inflation while the rest of us are paying $12 for a carton of eggs. We're looking at the Cantillon effect.
Right. It's one of those hidden in plain sight economic concepts. It's named after Richard Cantillon, an 18th century banker who realized that money isn't neutral. When a central bank prints new money, it doesn't just magically appear in everyone's bank account at once.
Exactly. Think of it like a drop of ink in a glass of water. It starts as a concentrated dark spot and slowly spreads out. In the economy, that ink is the new money.
And the people closest to the drop, the banks, the government, and big corporations, get to spend that money before prices have gone up. They have more purchasing power because they're buying goods at yesterday's prices with today's fresh cash.
But as that money moves through the system, it starts to bid up prices. By the time it reaches the ends of the ripple, like a retiree on a fixed pension or a teacher on a state-managed wage, the prices of rent, gas, and food have already spiked.
So by the time you get the new money in the form of a cost of living pay rise or a minimum wage, your purchasing power has actually stayed the same or even decreased. It's essentially a silent wealth transfer from the bottom of the pyramid to the top.
And this is where things get interesting. In the digital age, people are looking for a way to opt out of this ripple entirely. Enter Bitcoin.
Right. The whole point of Bitcoin is that it has a fixed supply. No central authority can print more to give to their friends first. There is no head of the line because the rules are governed by code, not policy.
It's what people call hard money. Since there will only ever be 21 million BTC, it acts as a dam against the ripple. If the government prints trillions of dollars, the value of those dollars might go down, but your share of the total Bitcoin supply remains exactly the same and hence becomes more valuable in fiat currency terms, in real time.
It basically levels the playing field. Ordinary people can hold an asset that can't be diluted by the people at the top of the financial food chain.
It's a fascinating lens to look through. It suggests that inequality isn't just a byproduct of the market, it's actually baked into the way money enters the system.
Precisely. And for the first time in history, the late receivers at the end of the ripple now have a digital exit ramp that can't be manipulated by bosses, banks, or governments.
Powerful stuff. And a message at the heart of why the DBM community works so hard to create yields and cash flows within an established flywheel ecosystem. Learn more about the model and position yourself as close to the center of the money supply as you can in this era of sound money. In the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes for access and see you next time.